is Mary Gold in Beacon, New York, right after the Las Vegas shootings. Why aren't we talking about something that was made clear during the Vietnam War? Take the toys away from the boys. All these shootings are by men. Women don't do these shootings. And it goes against the argument that the mentally ill are going to always do the shooting. Well, there are women who are mentally ill, and they don't do shooting.
Lee Ogle in Saratoga Springs, New York. Alan's comments regarding guns and gun control in the wake of the tragic Las Vegas shootings. It amazes me how much people want to take away weapons, and the fact is that no matter what background checks, mental health checks, the individual that was responsible for that tragedy would have never been rejected from buying a weapon. You can't control that. Next thing you know, people are driving cars in the crowd, having knives, stabbing people everywhere you go. It's a tragic situation that trying to outlaw the Second Amendment is not going to change the situation in this country or around the world.
This is Sue Ann Dropkin from Goshen, New York. In light of Air Force One making it down to Puerto Rico, I was wondering if Trump brought any supplies, any water purification pills, since it's so hard to get supplies into Puerto Rico. I would hope that they took the opportunity to help the people by loading up the plane with items that could help the Puerto Rican people.
This is David Shufelt of Millerton, New York, and I'm calling regarding the massacre in Las Vegas. And there used to be a custom among the press not to mention the murderer's name, and that seems to have gone out the window this time around. I hear the perpetrator's name mentioned frequently, more than frequently, on all sorts of radio broadcasts, whether it's Clear Channel or public radio or whatever. And I think it's such a shame that he's getting so much undue publicity.
Good morning, Mr. Joe Donahue. My name is Ronnie Seriange from Uganda, director of JJ's Kids Africa. I want to thank you so much for giving me and Diane Rayner a chance to talk to people on your radio station about our home for former two children and our dream to buy land and build a permanent home in Uganda. It was so big for me to have a chance to thank people everywhere. Our fundraiser was very successful, and I want to thank you so much for helping us get to a new level of our goal. Thank you so much for being in the background of our journey. Also, another thing is to thank Steve Guthrie for his beautiful words about JJ's kids as an example of goodness in the world. Thank you so much.